Let's welcome Brad Onstad to the program. Brad is a mortgage and business loan specialist with Farmers and Merchants State Bank. Brad, how you doing today?
Good, Jeff. How are you doing today?
Not so bad. Filling in for Kelly. It beats working for a living, I suppose.
Well, I guess.
How long have you been?
Yeah, Christy McVie is, you know, that age.
79 years old. Yeah. She's going to 1 year away from being an octogenarian. And, you know, I bet you she could still get up and just sing her heart out.
Yeah, I agree.
Fleetwood Mac, I want to say I saw them in concert back in the early 2000s. I think they were still touring. But
my lifetime, I've seen them twice.
Yeah.
Good both times.
I think at 79 years old, I'd quit the touring gigs and just let my royalty checks continue to flow right in. I think I'd be comfortable.
I agree.
I don't think I'll ever have that opportunity, but...
Well, she needs a good banker, you know. She can always give me a call.
See, always looking for that inside edge, aren't you, Brad?
Yeah, always selling, as they say, right?
There you go. Brad, what brought you into the banking industry?
Well, I graduated from North Dakota State University. I'm originally from North Dakota. I'm going to age myself, back in the 80s. And if you can recall at that time, you know, job prospects were different than they are now because the hiring was really slow. It was tough to get into jobs, and got into banking, and here's where I've stayed.
Now, you're based out of the Sauk Rapids location, but Farmers and Merchants State Bank, they have quite a few branches in the area.
Yes, our main office is in Piers, which is east of Little Falls. That's our main office. Been there for 100-plus years. The bank has been there for 100-plus years. Then we also have a location in Eden Valley, which is, you know, south of here. So we have, and in Sauk Rapids. So, you know, we have two that are in ag communities, and the Sauk Rapids location is more of an urban, suburban location.
And you focus on business loans and then home mortgages as well. And so we could probably stop here and talk about interest rates since they're pretty much top of mind on all of us at this point. Have you seen interest rates start to affect business loans and I assume mortgage loans?
Well, yes. The interest rates have definitely come into play on mortgage loans. The one thing we got to understand is that I think of, you know, when I look at the interest rates, the last 2 years, 2020, 2021, were aberrations. You know, the interest rates were low based upon the pandemic. The Federal Reserve did what they needed to do to keep money flowing. And now we're kind of back in where the rates were prior to the pandemic. I mean, people don't like to hear that, but rates are still very good from a historical perspective.
So when people come into, the Sauk Rapids location, or really any location at Farmers and Merchants State Bank, what are they looking for? Where are their focuses?
Biggest thing that the consumer wants as of today, and when we're talking consumer, you know, the business owners that we work with on a commercial loan or an ag loan, they're also consumers. So what they want is to sit down and talk and say, does this make sense for us to do this? What are the requirements for financing? If it's a home loan, you know, what type of loan are we doing? Are we going to do something in-house or we retain the loan in-house on our portfolio? Or is it something we want to put out onto the secondary market? Because the secondary market is where we can get the long-term fixed-rate mortgages, the 30-year mortgage.
Now, in terms of real estate, if we can focus there for just a second, and I've got to focus, since I'm behind the microphone, I get to pick what topics we talk about.
Oh, sure.
My 401k, my retirement plan, is all tied up in agricultural use farmland. I've got about 2,000 acres in northeast North Dakota. If I wanted to add to that portfolio, do the old rules still apply, you know, where you got to have 20% down in cash and, you know, it's got a cash flow, things like that? Or are there newer ways to get people into real estate, whether it's, you know, agricultural use, whether it's retirement type investing, or, hey, we're buying a house for the first time? Are there new programs, new ways of getting into real estate?
The old ways are still the norm. But when we're talking real estate, we have options of if you're buying a residential property, consumer residential property going out of the secondary market, think Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, FHA, VARD. You know, they have their requirements. You know, we can get you into a loan with as little as zero down, you know, if it's in a rural development area or you're a qualified veteran. Very good financing for both of them. If you're a business or ag customer looking to buy property, we can, you know, we can work with you and go out to, say, FSA or SBA-type financing to get a lower down payment, downstroke on it, and or use equity that you have in other property, because at that point, we're going to keep the loan in-house. So you work with a ag or business banker from Farmers and Merchant State Bank.
And those are the people, the bankers from Farmers and Merchant State Bank, that really have their finger on the pulse of all of these programs. You can't just do a quick internet search and find all of these stuff. You really need to go to a professional to get the inside track.
Correct. The internet's a great tool, but it's doesn't give you all the information and all the parameters and so forth. So by sitting down with a business or ag banker at Farmers and Merchants Bank, you get educated on the process and what the programs all entail, what needs to be done, where do we need to go from here. And to be honest with you, you know, look at it this way. If it's something that I have to say no to, I'm going to work with you and say, here's why I say no. Here's what we can do. It's not today. Maybe it is, you know, 6 months from now or a year from now. But making that timeline and that steps to make it work for you, the customer. Because at the end of the day, as Farmers and Merchants Bank, we don't want to see anyone fail. We want everyone to succeed.
Now, in terms of the local economy, if you want to find out what's going on economy-wise, you ask the bankers in the area. So I know the farmers in the area this spring, they were looking real good, really high commodity prices, and then the fertilizer bills started to come due. And they're still on balance, but they're a little more hesitant than they were maybe 3 or 4 months ago. Locally, it seems I can't go a week without finding out that there's a new business coming to this community or that community. What's your take on the local economy here in, well, the Sauk Rapids area, the St. Cloud area, Stearns County?
The markets that we operate in, the counties and communities that we operate in, are pretty strong. I can't think of that word, but pretty strong to the market. There's some apprehension right now from the national news that's out there, and that's where you, as a business owner, ag producer, consumer, you kind of got to put it back to your own community, your own what it is you're doing. Because if you're just pertain to the national market, yeah, it's, you know, there's a lot of doom and gloom out there, but there's a lot of positives within the local markets.
Do you find that's part of your job, or at least a little bit of a part of your job, to take a customer and say, yeah, I know, I realize that the national news says this, but here in Sauk Rapids, this is what we see?
Oh, definitely. You know, if you want to use the word, talking through the fears of the environment that we're operating in. And working through with the customer to understand, okay, here's how everything fits together. And that's the one thing, you know, that we do, you know, as business bankers, ag bankers, consumer bankers, is working with the customers and helping them understand what rates are, how the whole market falls together. And like you say, sometimes it's like, you know, this is maybe it's not right now, but maybe it is. Let's work together and find the solution to make it work for you.
And we got to stop and talk about Farmers and Merchant State Bank. Obviously, they're the company that employs you and sponsors the time here on WJON. What do they have cooking in the month of July? I hear something about a prize package, a giveaway for e-statement customers.
Yes, and that is the one focus of the 2022 and beyond is technology. So we're encouraging the customers to sign up for electronic statements, you know, go to our webpage, and within that you can get into our online banking and you can look at your statements, you can look at everything that's clearing through your account. And rather than getting a paper statement, which, again, for security, you know, there's a lot of bad characters out there that, you know, it's going to be in your mailbox or in your house. It's all in our secure portal, secure.
And I guess I was always hesitant to move into the e-statements in the digital world. And what I ended up doing was I moved in slowly and I made sure to download my statement every month. And what I found is that I had far less paper on my desk than I did before.
Oh, heavens, yes.
And now I don't even download them anymore because they're all stored on your server. I know how to get to them. Really is nice to be able to go, hey, what were things like, you know, 2 years ago in June? I have the ability now to go back and actually find that with about four or five keystrokes, as opposed to going back and trying to figure out, A, if I filed it, and B, where I filed it, and C, right. you know, it really is a lot more of efficient of a system.
Well, and, you know, very, very well said. And the other thing with it is, if you come, you all of a sudden realize it's like, I need something from back in the past, you can always call us up and, you know, talk to our customer service people and they'll say, I can get that for you. Do you want me to mail it to you? Do you want to stop by and pick it up? How do you want that? You know, so the technology is out there, but also the customer service on our side is always going to be there.
Now, you've been with Farmers and Merchant State Bank for a while, and so I got to ask you about, you know, personal stories, those fun stories in your line of work that have really made your day. Do you have any stories that stick out?
Well, the biggest thing that sticks out for me in working with the customers is many of my customers are repeat customers for multiple times. So you really do get to know the customer. You get to know, it's like, oh, you know, when the customer comes in, you had a baby, this life event happened. You really do develop that personal relationship. And, you know, that is with the consumer, that is with the business owner, that's with the ag customer. You get to really know these people, and that is, you establish that relationship. And that is really neat. It's just not a business relationship. You do know things about them on a personal relationship.
And what seems almost impossible to think of, but we are more than halfway through 2022 now. I don't know where the first half of it went. But as we turn the page on 2022, look at 2023, from a banking perspective, from a local economy perspective, what do you see coming down the pike?
The big thing that strikes me is the rapidness of technology that is going on, that the rest of this year and going forward is, you know, how will technology change? Thing I always ask myself is, what more do we need in technology? But by golly, they keep finding stuff that we need. And that's one thing that, you know, in technology, and of course it's always going to be the advent of new products. And we're always looking at, from a bank standpoint, we're always looking at, what does our customer need? What are they asking for? Do we need to have this product or that product, whatever it is? And the other thing with it is on the marketing side of it, how do you reach prospective customers? Social media is a big thing now, but how do you rein the customer in a efficient and professional way?
And on that term, Brad, how do people get a hold of you?
You can get a hold of me directly at 320-252-5121 and just ask for Brad. Or, you know, email, go to our webpage, www.fmpeers.com. It'll list all the locations and all the employees that you can get a hold of. If you're calling from Little Falls and feel more convenient to go to Pierce, we have qualified bankers in all of our locations. You'd enjoy working with us.
Brad Onstead is a mortgage specialist, a business loan specialist with Farmers and Merchant State Bank. Brad, thanks for taking time out of your Tuesday morning to talk with us.
Well, thank you, Jeff. You have a good day.
You too. Brad Onstead from Farmers and Merchant State Bank.